Premature birth is the leading cause of death in newborns, according to the March of Dimes. Each year, the agency puts out a premature birth report card ranking each state. Sharon Dawson is the director for March of Dimes Ozarks Division.
About 14,000 babies a year are born here in the Ozarks Division, and of that, we have just over 10% of them are born premature. And so our grade of a C is because we're actually higher than the national average right here.
The state's poor ranking is one reason why Dawson and other officials feel the new research facility at Washington University in St. Louis is critical for Missourians. Babies born prematurely can experience lifelong health consequences like blindness, hearing loss, asthma, cerebral palsy, and other chronic conditions. If premature birth could be prevented in the Ozarks, says Dawson, it would allow a financial savings of $71 million in insurance premiums, medical costs, and other related expenses. She adds, there is no price that can be placed on the emotional toll it has on families. Daniel Wegner and her husband, Steve, understand the emotional roller coaster all too well.
We got pregnant and went in for our first ultrasound where they proceeded to tell us that we were not having one baby, but we were having triplets.
Not long after the couple learned they were actually having quadruplets. Wegner knew she was not likely to make it to full term and could be at high risk, but that did not prepare her and her husband for what happened next. The babies were born at 24 weeks, each weighing little over a pound.
They assembled roughly 32 people in the operating room for my delivery within an hour.
Briar, Hadley, Grant, and Rowan were about 11 inches long with feet the size of paper clips. Their little arms were so small that blood pressure cuffs were the size of Band-Aids. Wegner shares the next few months were an emotional whirlwind of ups and downs. After 2 months at Mercy Springfield's Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, or NICU, Rowan passed away.
At a point, you have to hold on to the positive in the situation. And it may not look like there is any positive, but you have to find something because you have to get out of bed and you have to show up and you have to be by your baby's side every step of the way. And it's not going to be easy.
Briar, Hadley, and Grant would remain at the NICU for 2 more months, with mom and dad virtually living in the nearby Ronald McDonald House to be close by. The triplets are now 15 months old and doing well, says Wegner. Grant is being monitored for vision complications as a result of prematurity. Wegner says they are where they are today because of the ongoing support they received beginning with the neonatal intensive care unit. Dr. Ed Stevens has been a neonatologist for 30 years.
I did a rotation through the neonatal unit, I think my first month as a pediatric resident, and that was all I ever wanted to do after that.
Stevens says while it was the intensity and excitement which first drew him into the field, it was also emotionally challenging. He says he has seen remarkable transformations over the years as a result of research.
Neonatology is really one of the fields of medicine that is literally in its infancy and making improvements by leaps and bounds. When I first started, a 25-week preemie had maybe a 10% chance of surviving, and now that survival is closer to 80%. We look at ourselves and ask, you know, what went wrong when we lose a tiny preemie.
Preventing birth defects, vaccine development, and learning more about the causes of prematurity are areas for more exploration. Research has provided treatments like steroids to be given prior to delivery to help with the baby's lung development, as well as many other medications.
Some examples are surfactant, which is a medication used, some people call it a miracle drug for preemies. It's a substance they're missing from their lungs. And when it's instilled, it has a dramatic impact on how well they can breathe.
Stephen says the NICU has an average of 30 babies at any given time and is in the process of expanding to provide up to 50. He says one of the most rewarding things about his job is to see the children and families each year at the preemie reunion. Wegner shares that her family's overall experience has been nothing short of a roller coaster ride. The bright spot, she says, centers around the lifelong relationships they've developed, something she will never forget. The research facility in St. Louis is part of a $75 million project by the March of Dimes in placing 5 prematurity centers across the U.S. The St. Louis location at Washington University launched November 10th. The first research complex was established in Ohio. The second was in California. The 4th location at the University of Pennsylvania was announced on November 17th, and the 5th location has yet to be determined. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.